The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
7:06 in the morning, 55 degrees here at the Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero Rat and special guest host today, Shauna Olson in studio. And today she is Shauna Olson, the medical med student of love and romance.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
On some level, do you feel like downgraded in life? Because you've done a lot of things in this town in media. And today it's like, hey, we got some weird emails for you to answer. Here you go.
This is something I have never covered. Yes, love of a doctor.
Well, first up for you, what do you think of this? Sarah says, love doctors. My guy recently had to pick up a pair of glasses. They're absolutely awful. He, on the other hand, loves them. I can't be seen out in public when he has those hideous things on. Please help me. Thought, Shauna.
I can just imagine this. I can just see the ugliest glasses. I'd dump him.
You would dump him for ugly glasses.
Yeah, that's weird. Why are you buying weird glasses to wear that you don't need? That's just weird to me. Sorry.
You can buy new frames.
Now, ones. Are you a fan of like hipster glasses?
I think they're cool. Yes, they are cute. But I'm not. That's not anything I would do. I have glasses because I need them.
Okay, so yes. Fashion glasses are out. Let's say he has some sort of eye problem and needs glasses. Can't he just get better frames?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So don't dump him then. Just get him better frames.
I imagine her like complaining like, your glasses are ugly. They look like giant Coke bottles. It's because I have really bad vision.
Well, I thought that he just got them for the fun of it.
So if they're fun glasses, you're out.
I'm out.
If they're just ugly, maybe you would help him.
Yes.
Because I was thinking he goes and buys an ugly shirt and you're like, I'm out.
No.
I'm out of here. Dumped.
And I feel like any guy that's in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you have to look at your relationship as the person that you're dating is your fashion consultant.
Yeah.
If you do not run things by them, you are going to get yourself in trouble.
Yes.
Love doctors. This one's from Cody. I'd really like to invite my girlfriend to move in with me. I don't want it to be cheesy, but I would like it to be a sweet and memorable moment. Any ideas on what I could do?
No.
I have a really good one, actually.
What?
What if he put the ring in a key box? Or not a key box, like a ring box. He put the key in ring box.
Oh, there you go.
And then she thinks he's about to propose. And then he gets down on one knee and he opens it and it's a key.
No.
And you have that on video? Great.
That's dirty.
I think that's hilarious.
That's mean.
That'd be
mean,
a good moment.
Mean.
And then you would be able to gauge, do I need to propose soon too? There's no nice, like, sweet way you can ask somebody to move in with you? Nothing?
Well.
Not really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What if you wait till she's gone for a weekend and then move all of her stuff into your place?
Yeah, okay. You could do that. I got robbed. No, you live with me now. Invite to move in, not force.
I get, just take her out for dinner and just ask nicely.
We should move in together.
Yeah.
You can whisper it like this and be real creepy. What do you think about this one, Shauna, from Brad? Writes in at y94.com under quick links, love doctor. My wife is obsessed with this new oil pulling trend. She has taken all of our antibiotics out of our house and replaced them with oil scents. I don't want to say she's crazy, but she's lost her damn mind. Help me before I get on the crazy train with her. Now, do you know what oil pulling is?
No.
It's this thing where you take, like, coconut oil, for example, and you swish it around in your mouth, and then you spit it out after a few minutes, and supposedly that gets a bunch of the icky stuff, like germs and crap, out of your mouth. It's really, I guess it's real popular. Pinterest has done this. This is
course.
The first, though, I've ever heard of somebody else having to deal with this besides me. My wife did the same thing, but I just tolerated it.
No way.
I spat it out. Yeah, it's kind of gross. Doesn't taste very good.
No, it doesn't taste very good.
If somebody's like, no, you can't have drugs anymore. You have to try my hippie stuff. Even if you're dating them or married to them, can you say no?
Yes, you can say no. Tell them to take a hike.
Rat, would you not take your Advil and swish something around in your mouth instead?
See, I'd swish whatever around in my mouth. I'm fine with that. I have no problem with it. But let me keep my aspirin.
Yeah.
Like, I'll partake in your crazy, but mm-hmm. I still like my medically proven things to stick around my household, please.
I have a headache. Rub this lavender oil on your temple.
Mm-hmm.
But What?
I've heard that some of this stuff really works, though.
I just as well, I'm sorry, I go to CVS and I'll take anything that is sold by a drug company before I rub anything on my body, personally.
I'd try it, that's for sure.
We'll just do one more for you here. This one's from Jerrica. Love doctors. This summer, my boyfriend and I have spent a lot of time at the lakes with a lot of alcohol. I really have come to find I don't enjoy him when he drinks, and clearly that's just a part of who he is right now. Is that grounds for dumping him? What you think, Shauna?
Yep.
Yeah.
You knew I was going to say that.
Yeah, I had. Well,
I'm out.
You wanted to dump over bad glasses, so.
Any weirdness, I am totally out. Gone, though.
So, really too much of a partier, you don't really match up in that way, you're out.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it depends on how old you are. If you're young and that's okay for a while, that's cool, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a little bit older and you're looking at settling down, that is not someone you want to hang out with be married to.
At what point in life, because I know there's a lot of women that stay this way for a while, at what point in life do you stop the, I can change him?
Right. Uh-huh.
I think when you're like 25, you figure it out. Like, I'm not changing anybody ever. I better really like this person or just move on.
What I enjoyed about your version, your take on the love doctor, is because Maggie, when she was here, before she left us for an office job, she could be the most ridiculous of things, and she's like, I think you can fix this. You, the guy gets like a stain on his shirt, and you're like, dump him.
I'm out.
I don't care if you have 7 children and been married for 18 years. Dump him now. Divorce.
I always have my running shoes on, man. I'm ready to bolt.
I like it. I like this band, The Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Carly XCX in a couple of minutes with Boom Clap, and we'll do the vet line. Find out in about 6 minutes what ticks off Shauna Olson.
This is where the party's at, y'all.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You have a gift. Did you buy it from God?
Oh, my God. What?
Y94.
All right, 55 degrees here at the Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station, as we get into the vent line. Now, how this works, 237 hits, or you can text 35270. Hop on that Playhouse Facebook page. Vent about, complain about absolutely anything. Could be something going on in your life right now, or a general pet peeve. Special guest host friend of the day, Shauna Olson. Is there anything that is like a pet peeve for you or just drives you crazy?
Yes. In fact, I just discovered it over the weekend when I went to the Katy Perry concert.
What's that?
People taking video of the concert in front of you. Like 5 people with their phones up, like getting video. You can't see a thing in front of you. You can't see the concert because of that.
Well, you know what? I was sitting and I kind of observed a similar thing. But I think for me, it's not so much a visual obstruction issue. What I thought was weird is that there's all of these people that paid money to get these seats to enjoy this in person so they didn't have to watch her concert on YouTube.
Right.
And what you're doing is you're spending so much time staring at your damn phone.
Right.
Trying to get a picture or shoot a video that you could have probably just watched at home on YouTube anyway.
Yeah.
And at one point, one of the artists, I forget if it was one of the opening acts or if it was actually Katy Perry, but somebody talked about how you should just be in the moment now. Be in this moment. I think it was Katy Perry that said it.
Yeah,
and
she did.
There's people actually staring at her through their phone screen while she's saying, be in the moment.
Yes.
You couldn't be less in the moment. You're more focused on the video you're taking than watching the concert you paid for. Well, stupidest thing.
And like my girlfriend said, really, what are you going to do with all that video anyways? I mean, seriously. Well, I mean,
watch it.
Yeah?
You could have just watched the concert.
Yeah.
I remember when I was there and looked at this video. Stupid. Just the stupidest thing.
You just post it on Facebook so you can rub it in the faces of all the people who weren't able to attend.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did a lot of that too, but that was so that I could get it on the, you know, the Y94 and the Playhouse Instagram and Facebook. It was more of a work thing, really.
Right.
Just so I can get it out there.
Right. Which we do a lot of.
Yeah. I don't think I would do that if I just went to go see the show. And just, I think that's the dumbest thing. Right? Anything bothering you in the vent line?
You know what? It's something that thoroughly confuses me and I don't understand, because from my perspective, it doesn't make any sense. So for other people to do this, when you're out and about, like we were out over the weekend walking baby Elin, had her in the stroller, taking her about. And the weirdest part to me is strangers, complete strangers who I have no idea who they are, will come up and want to see the baby, which, great, okay. Luckily, I have a cute baby, so I'll gladly show her off. But when they start going, well, can I take her out? Can I hold her?
Oh.
Strangers?
No.
Yeah. And to them, I'm the weirdo when I'm like, well, no, you know, she's comfortable in her seat. You know, I'm just going to kind of leave her there. Like, I don't want to say, like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm about to hold over a baby that I'm terrified at holding at times. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Not to mention the germ factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing, because I have a baby as well, a little bit older than yours, and people touching him or grabbing his hands. And not that I'm a total germaphobe, but that gives me a little bit of the willies, thinking, oh, most people, we have them use the Germex before they hold him, even my family when he was little. But so complete strangers touching, yeah, I get that one.
And you feel bad, like, saying, well, can you wash your hands first,
right.
Please.
Right? I know.
But, like, it's just that weird, like, uncomfortable moment with people where I'm having a hard time dealing with.
What I would like to shoot with you, and I will hide in bushes with some video cameras to pull this off, is a hidden camera video where we just have you strolling around like the dog park or something. Somebody says, can I hold the baby? You hand them the baby and then run away full blast just so I can get their face on camera. And then a minute or two later, we'll get your baby back.
Well, I'd hope so.
We'll probably get the baby back. I think that'd be a funny video. Your vent today. What you want to complain about? Hi there, it's the Playhouse.
Yeah, I want to vent about all my old people that work with me at work. They're a bunch of lazy people. They don't do anything. So, you know, if you're going to be that old, and you need to just stay at home and do nothing instead of trying to work and make our work harder.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, we got some of those too, actually. But
yeah, we have a lot of them, actually.
Down the hall. But
I might be one of them.
No, I'm
kidding.
You are pretty old.
If you're over 30.
You are useless, apparently. Useless. You know, what Dan Rather has never really told us about the Greatest Generation? Lazy bitches. Just awful.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I love your guys' morning show. It makes me laugh so hard every morning. You guys are the best, so I just want you to keep doing what you're doing, because seriously, my commute would suck without you.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Vent line open. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero Rat with Shauna Olson as our guest host today in the Playhouse, doing the vent line. 2-3-7 hits. You want to vent about basically the Katy Perry show. You didn't like what you saw for clothing on some of the women there, huh? The girls, primarily.
I think that parents should be saying, stop. What is that you got on? You know, with these high-waisted shorts, with your butt cheeks hanging out the other end, midriff shirts that are cut off, with bellies overlapping, and some of them literally so low that half their chest is showing other than their it's just disgusting. I mean, I'm appalled, right? And I can't believe that parents are letting their daughters walk around looking like because... If it was my daughter, she wouldn't believe in the house.
Yeah, there was a couple of interesting get-ups there, especially on some of the younger people attending the show. Did a couple of those stand out to you, Shauna, where you're like, that is a weird outfit you're wearing?
I saw it. We did a little dinner and pre-party at Buffalo Wild Wings across the street first, which we always do. And I saw quite a few. I've never seen short shorts as short as I've seen ever. Like she said, butt cheek hanging out, camel toe in the front. Can I say that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, it was awful. It was like, wow, I cannot believe. And these were not young girls. They were older than 21, obviously.
There was an interesting thing that I saw a lot of, and it was only WeFest was the first time I knew, like, okay, this is apparently a trend. And I saw a lot of it at Katy Perry, too. There's these shorts now that look like adult diapers. And I don't understand how that's a trend or why women think they look sexy, but they look like adult diapers to me. Is that the high-waisted kind of, it just looks weird.
Oh, yes. I feel like Taylor Swift started that. She started that high-waist thing. Yeah.
In my Depends and tank top, don't you want to get this?
I never have to go use the restroom again.
I don't have to wait the line here at the Fargo Dome. I got my Depends on, girl. Do you know, Shauna, the fanny pack camel toe? Is that in your iPod at all or no?
No, it's not in my iPod.
It's not a current song by any means.
I'm still loving it. Do you have to go to the bathroom? Depends.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on how big the line is.
I'm no, good. I'm all right. Rat, some of those text events.
I just moved to Rolog this weekend, and while on my way to work this morning, they were putting up road construction signs. Ugh. Somebody else says, when your incompetent, arrogant boss is asking the entire staff to make changes to how they do things, but doesn't provide a model on how they do it, and then gets upset and confused and doesn't understand why we are frustrated, I feel like work should start every day with a rendition of Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Mis. And this one might need a little bit of sad music because I think there's lakeside people who'd totally understand this. Having to take the dock out at the lakes, it's kind of like being at a funeral. Just so sad.
Mm. Sure. You know, some of these, I'm not cultured enough to understand half the... If it has Les Mis in your... I don't know what you're talking about. I can't relate to your story in this. I want to. It's just like Les Mis. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry. The diaper conversation was a little bit more up my alley.
I'm frankly. Still hung up on camel toe is what you're thinking,
yeah.
Right?
A camel toe and diapers. I'm right there with you. It's just like Les Mis. What?
Don't they have that song in Les Mis, too?
Just diapers? I don't know. Camel toe, I don't think, appears in Les Mis. Your vent today. Hi.
If you don't respect people who are older than you, how do you expect little people to respect you? I respect everybody. I respect 6-year-olds. I respect 67-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
But if a 17-year-old disrespects me, a 20-year-old, that's not a fun time. And that right there makes me so upset. And if you don't have my respect, you have nothing.
Huh. I think I hear you with the respect your elders. I hear you. I'm not sure I hear you with the I'm 20 years old, you're 17, you must respect me. I think you're probably not going to win that battle, unfortunately. But thank you. Your vents at 237 Itsy, text 35270. And more after Meghan Trainor. And you know what, this hour? Goo Goo Dolls tickets for you as well.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Stand back, everybody.
It's like a drug. Once you get a taste of it, you can never get enough.
That's rule.
Y94.
7:38 in the morning. 56 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94, the number one hit music station. Vent line open at 237 Itsy. In text 35270. Maybe you want to call it a vent, or maybe you just want to say hello to our special guest host, friend of the day, Shauna Olson, in studio. I got to imagine this is day and night difference from anything you have ever done.
Yes, it is.
In broadcast
it
media
is.
Ever before.
I mean, ag director, meteorologist, mm-hmm. news anchor, news reporter. What else? I can't. And now 194 guest host.
Well, today we've talked about diapers, adult diapers, and camel toe. So we're really just kind of across the board today.
Yeah, it's things I've never, ever talked about in broadcast in my life.
I have to pay more attention, Shauna, to what I'm tweeting alongside me here. I accidentally tweeted out, what do you think of special guest host Sean Olson today?
Oh, Sean, yes.
I probably should delete that in Shauna. Shauna.
They're probably thinking there's a guy in here, and I really just sound a little more feminine.
Tune in anyway. That doesn't sound like Sean Olson. I love that guy. Where's he? Your vents at 237 Hits. Of course, you can text 35270. Now, you want to vent about college students or what?
Because they piss me off. They're always in the way.
Are we talking just like traffic kind of stuff or what?
No, I tried to go to Target and get some Oreos, and there's like 6 kids in the aisle making a mess and just hooting and hollering. Can't even get them. Then they're like throwing stuff around, and I go to get mine, and everybody just in my way. I can't stand it. Like, I enjoy the summers, but then all the college kids come into town, and I don't even want to go out. Like, it drives me crazy.
There we go. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I hate that too when I'm trying to get my Oreos. There's just too many people.
It's just easier at a gas station, maybe.
Or shoulder to shoulder trying to get my Oreos. You know, I hear you because I did notice the influx of people, the increase of population over the weekend when I was out and about too. I saw it. But I think just the fact that you were mad that you couldn't get to your Oreos, that was the humor for me.
They're putting out the brand new caramel apple Oreos. Maybe just trying to get into those. Oh,
did you see, either of you, that there's going to be, because this pumpkin spice thing, it's in everything. Pumpkin spice Oreos.
I saw that. Because I'm a huge Oreo fan, but just leave them the way they are. Double stuffed,
yep.
All good.
Oreos are like the perfect cookie already.
Yes.
And the fact that they think they need variations. It's like, why are you doing this?
Leave them alone.
I tried one of that. It was like lemon lime, or I don't even know what it was, but it was green.
Yep.
So I assume it was lime. One of the most revolting things I've ever put in my mouth.
No.
And I've eaten some weird stuff. Gross.
It's kind of, you almost want to say, like, Oreos, come on. You are who you are. Stop trying to be Chips Ahoy. Just stay in your own backyard.
Yeah. Stop trying to get cookie reassignment surgery.
I don't need birthday cake Oreos. I'm quite content with your white frosting. That's good.
Oh, I love me some Oreos. Now I want some Oreos, but I don't feel like I can go because this woman says there's a run on them because of the college students.
You can never stop at like 2. I always end up eating like 20.
Two sleeves.
Yeah.
I think the reason they have them organized the way they do is so you eat at least one row. It's 3 serving sizes. There's 3 rows. I'm going to power through this one. I'm in. Your vents, grab a couple of more, 2-3-7 hits, or text 35-270. And a couple of minutes from now, Goo Goo Dolls tickets.
Morning, Sunshine.
The Morning Playhouse.
They're really funny. I like their banter.
I'm liberating you. Try it.
Y94.
Wrapping up the vent line here in the Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero Rat. Special guest host today, Shauna Olson in studio. Rat some of those text events if he could.
Back to school shopping for kids. For some reason, the kids think they need everything brand new for the school year. Somebody else says, my sis, she works for a fast food restaurant and always refuses to go in when they call and doesn't have the nerve to call them back and say no. Never mind, she needs the money. Makes me feel like a bad older sister that she's becoming more and more lazy, and I feel like it's my fault, but I've got a good-paying job. Somebody else says, when you take your car to the mechanic to check out a noise, and you pay money for the mechanic to say, well, I shook the car up and down and didn't hear anything. Really? You couldn't drive it around? I could have done that. Also, people who complain about not having any money, yet they call in sick once a week and always on the busiest day.
What you want to vent about? Hi.
No, I was at the casino this weekend, and I'm always happy when a person next to me, you know, wins. It's like, great, good for you. And then I started winning, and this lady came and sat down. She's like, must be nice. I never win. Geez, you must win all the time. It's like, why can't you just be happy with the people that win, you know? That's why I'm there.
All right, so you just want people to be a little bit happier for the people that are winning at the casino. I can hear you. You know what, though? When somebody wins, like, the Powerball and it's not me, it's hard for me to swallow. I'm not going to lie to you. Because you already have the money spent in your head. You just imagined already, oh, I'm totally going to win.
Well, I feel like that's the tough part of the casino, because for every one happy person, there's about 1,000 very unhappy people.
Now, Shauna, when you do the casino thing, maybe you don't really, but... Have you won a lot of money there? Not really.
You know, I've gotten lucky. A few times I've gone, I can count on one hand how many times I've gone, and I have gotten lucky playing blackjack. I don't play the slots or anything.
Right.
But yeah,
that's,
it's exciting. Like $300-$400. I'm like, woohoo, don't, they call it rat holing. I rat hole my.
You what now?
Or like when you go play craps.
I have a similar game, but it's totally
different.
Oh
my God. I gotta tell you. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
I don't do a lot of gambling, though.
I hadn't either. But they were like, oh, she's rat-holing her coins or whatever you call them, and or chips. Because I would start winning, and I would just keep like keeping them like in a pile. So I wouldn't spend them.
Okay.
And
right.
Then I held on to everything and then went and cashed in. I had like $400.
And that's called rat-holing, not being, you know, smart with your money.
Right.
If I was there and somebody said that, I'd be terrified.
You got to stay out of the casino. Hey, Rat, want to go to the Shooting Star Casino? No, there's people rat-holing there. It's going to be bad for me.
I still have chips.
Oh, my God. Okay. Never heard that term before. I can't do the cards and stuff because I don't like being in control of my own destiny. I like to just sit there and push, like, spin again. Because that way I can blame the computer or I can thank the computer, and it really has nothing to do with me.
No,
let's
say how it really happens. Because every time that we've had to go to, like, the Shooting Star Casino, here's exactly what goes down. Zero is playing whatever game, whether it's Jeopardy or any of those games. Mm-hmm. And I come up and he's like, sweet, look at this. I'm up like $500. And within 5 minutes of me getting there, all the money starts going away. So I am no longer allowed to hang Zero.
I actually, and I promise, I was going to say this after Shauna talked about rat holing. This has nothing to do with the story you just told, I promise you. I have a theory about casinos, and that is they want the most attractive people to win. See, I pointed that because I didn't want you to think I was calling you ugly. Because anytime the wife and I go to a casino, or like when we were in Las Vegas a couple of months ago, I felt like the closer she was to me, the more the machines were winning. And I think that's because they're going to take pictures if we win a lot of money, and she's going to be on the poster. But if I'm sitting by myself, it doesn't win at all. If she gets close by, pretty woman, boom, money. I think they only want pretty people to win at the casino. That's my theory.
So we should try it next time and have your wife twerking behind us.
Yeah. I think so. I think they're watching on a screen, and they're, you know, controlling it, and they're like, well, look, we want this pretty person to win some money. Give them some money. I honestly think that. I think it's a scam, and they just want beautiful people to win.
That's also why I don't gamble.
Yeah. Well, one can go there. I tried really hard not to. Goo Goo Dolls in a couple of minutes in your news and 190 forecast next, okay?
Get the water started. Shower time. Let's go.
The Morning Playhouse.
Wake up. Y94.